something like that?
You take just a lot of the good things, a lot of the positive. You take, you know, first live action, you're trying to just get used to getting hit again and catching a ball and expecting some contact. So it was good to get, you know, our balance back as an offense and as a core, as a team in general. And you just learn from it. You watch the tape, you get all the bads and the goods and the bad, the positives and negatives, and just see what you got to get better at.
Do you, every time you step on a game field, do you feel like when the cameras are on, you're out still to prove something, to prove to people who may see last year as a fluky year?
Most definitely. I think every time I step on that field, I'm out to prove everybody wrong. No matter what happened last year, I still want to go out and just be at the be at the top of my game and be able to perform and continue to go out there and make plays and perform at a high level.
Looking forward to the Jets this weekend?
That's always that's always a good game. It's always an interesting game for us, and we're gonna prepare accordingly like we do every week, and we'll see what happens.
Have you ever played against the Jets in a preseason?
I don't think so. I think this is the first time. No, I think we play them, and obviously I've had some personal success against them, but we just want to go in as a team and get better and make sure we're taking the right steps to getting better throughout this preseason.
You think after this game, Rex Ryan's gonna say, "Look, if you guys don't want him, we'll take him." You're pretty secure that's not gonna happen this time?
I hope not. But I just want to go out there early on. I think we're gonna get a little bit more playing time than we did in the first game. So I just want to establish myself. You know, get a couple catches, start to really get acclimated to getting hit and get acclimated to the game speed once again.
Do you see any of those defensive backs at all during your offseason? Do you talk to the Jets? I mean, you've had a lot of success against them.
I saw Cromartie as SB week down in LA, and we talked a little bit, nothing football related though. We were just talking about life, and you know, he wished me luck on this season and stuff like that. But I don't see many of those guys. I used to train with Kyle Wilson a little bit, but other than that, I haven't seen many of those guys this past offseason.
Cromartie helped you write the lead to your book.
Yeah, he was he was a benefactor in the opening chapter of the book. It was fun. It was fun talking about it. It was fun to see it on paper too. So it was good.
Even with the limited playing time, what was your impression of what you guys as an offensive unit were able to do?
I think we did well. I think we were able to run the ball fairly well. I feel like we passed the ball efficiently. We had some completions but overall we saw a lot of things that we need to clean up. So I think we did some good things. We protected up front very well. Eli barely got touched, so I think that was a positive, and we just want to build on that and continue to grow and continue to build as an offense.
How about the rest of the receivers? And I mean, Stanback made a pretty sick catch, and Randall got in the end zone. Talk about your grades of them.
Yeah, it was good to see those guys get out there and get some action. Isaiah made a crazy catch in the end zone. I had to go and give him a chest bump after that. And Ruben made an outstanding catch to jump up over the guy in the end zone and get a score. So it's good. It's good to see those guys really, showing what they can do on a game time situation with game speed. And as a receiving corps, we were happy with what we saw.
And for those young guys to see a game on tape, how beneficial is that to, help with their maturity?
It's very beneficial just to see that, the game is something they can play in. The speed is something that they can play in. And it's not so far-fetched for them. And it's good to see that. It's good to have them, mentally to see that they can keep up with the NFL-type speed and really hold their own. So it was good for them.
Is there anything you say to some of the young guys that might have struggled? I saw some muff pumps in the game and stuff like that. How do you sort of tell them to move on from that? What advice do you give them?
Just that they have short-term memory and that, they had to just go on to the next play and to understand that moving forward they have to have better decision-making, especially with covering punts and stuff like that. And they just have to have better decision-making and understand that when their time comes, they have to make the best of it. And decision-making is definitely a part of it. It's not always catching a ball and making a play. It's making a good decision at the right time and at the right moment. So I just told, JJ and a couple of other young guys that made some early mistakes to just not think about it, just focus on making good decisions and the rest will come.
Victor, you saw Jernigan's play in the end zone. You saw Stanback's catch. Neither of them drew flags. Are you concerned at all about going into the season with replacement officials?
A little bit. Just because, we want to make sure we're getting the best calls and we're getting the best referees that we can possibly get on each and every game. And I actually heard one of the refs were, he only refed glorified high school games, which I don't even know what that means essentially. But I just want to make sure we're getting the best guys out there that are refereeing these games and making sure that they have the best interest of the players at heart and just that they know what they're doing out there, because there were a few instances where, you know, it was some iffy calls made and there were some things that were out there. Like they called a holding call on the returner when he was returning the kick, and that was probably most mind-boggling one to me. And it was just we just want to make sure we get the refs back out there as soon as possible and out there making the right calls.
Do you think you'd be happy to see the refs?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's probably the first time I'd be happy to see a ref that I've seen last year, and I'm going to shake his hand and say thank you for coming back. We appreciate
you. Probably will err on the side of not calling anything. So is that what you worry about? You're just not being protected out there?
Yeah, that, and yeah, either not being protected or not making the right calls or making, you know, a poor call or just everything. Or everything, you know, in general of being out there as a player and wanting to be protected as far as calls go and wanting to be protected as far as no calls go. So it definitely works both ways, and we just want to make sure that they have the best interest of the players and the league at heart.
Considering that the players had a labor situation with the NFL last year, do you think that makes you more aware of what's happening between the NFL and the referees?
Definitely. I mean, us going through it last year, it definitely keeps us aware and understand that, you know, we understand the situation that they're in, and we just want, you know, the best ideal situation for them to come out of it, and hopefully they can get to the bottom of it and get it squared away and get back out on that football field.
The replacements who are out there, was their demeanor any different? I mean, did they defer more to you guys, or did anyone ask you guys for help on something, or, you know, anything crazy like that?
Not really. They weren't really asking for help from us, at least. They were just kind of, you know, just trying to make the best calls they can make, and sometimes you can see them being a little flustered at times, and it's just tricky. It's tricky for them. I mean, it's obviously tough for them because they have to get adjusted on the fly to refereeing NFL games. And you know, it's tough for them as well. So it's by far a tough job for them. But we just want to make sure that as players that we're protected as well.
Is it something you think about while the game's going on, or do you have to put that out of your mind?
Yeah, you can't think about it while the game's going on. You just got to go out there and play and you know, hope the refs are doing the right thing and seeing the right call. So as a player, you can't think about it. You just got to go out there and play the game.
One more question? Any more questions?
Doesn't those guys ask for your autograph?
No, not yet, at least.
All right, thank you.
Thanks. All right, guys.